Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
He's already.
Okay. Now I know why he's hiding.
Yeah, he's just. It's like this guy's being too affectionate. Hi, Kitty. Hi. Anyway, it is Friday, so it's time for the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption Freak. Yeah. Big thanks to them for helping us out. That's a curious little cat. We got Becky with us. Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
First, just tell everyone what you do, who you work for.
I'm with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan, and we have our Christmas open house coming up in a couple weeks.
So, very exciting. We're going to talk about that. But first, you know, obviously, we do this every week to showcase an animal in need of adoption, looking for that home. Who did you bring in with us today?
This is Jedi. He was born July 1st at my home, actually. And he has four sisters, but they're a little shy, and he
also
obviously
has the Force.
Not. Yeah. Yes. They are all named after Star Wars characters, except one. He's the only boy, he's Jedi.
He is bouncing around. He's being affectionate.
He
is a Jedi. Does he know how to use a lightsaber?
I hope not. That would really be chaos at my house.
So. You need a lightsaber post instead of a scratching post.
Yeah.
We've been so cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
They have a little R2-D2 egg timer in the coast.
Oh. So
we were trying to play with him with that.
He's like,
photo.
I know this guy. This is great. He was born in July, neutered.
Not yet.
Just
he's scheduled in about 2 weeks.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. And then basically he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah, he could go and they just keep the appointment. I already have the appointment set.
Awesome. So if anybody's like, what do I need? You guys got it taken care of for him.
Yep.
That's
and
perfect.
And he's got all his shots right now.
2 weeks, buddy. Enjoy your time.
If someone is interested in adopting Jedi or maybe some other animals, what can they do? Where can they find out more?
Our Facebook page is actually the easiest way to contact us because that's so immediate and we can update it. We do have a website also, and we have adoption events that we try to be really good about keeping, second Saturday's Farm and Home, and first and third Saturday is Palmart, where they're like noon to two.
Okay.
We'll have kittens at our open house. We're going to set up the puppy pen, and we at our spaghetti dinner, we just put a whole bunch of teenagers and a whole bunch of kittens in the pen, and then they could hand people kittens.
What else
supervise.
Do you need?
Yeah,
spaghetti and kittens. That's great.
It was a great draw. Our youth volunteers have a tendency to get a little bored at events, but that was just perfect.
That had them.
Yeah.
So a lot of great options for you. To find out more about these animals, these awesome animals that are just looking for some love and affection. And now let's talk about your holiday event that you guys got coming up.
We have our annual open house. This is like our 40th year. We are before the Rain Dog
Parade. You say your 40th year?
Yeah, we've been serving the community for almost 40 years now.
That's amazing.
So
when's that going on?
It's at the St. Joe Library on December 7th.
Okay.
It's from 1 to 3, so you could come visit us, grab some cookies, and go down and see Santa come to town and all the Rain Dog Parade festivals.
Very nice.
It is dog friendly, so you can bring your dogs in before the parade.
Okay.
We'll have a lot of gift items, and we have a silent auction with some really awesome items this year. Carver Shores gave us a coupon for 4 rounds of golf.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's wonderful.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, the kayaking place is always super supportive, and we have a coupon from them. We also have a lot of local artwork this year.
Very cool.
That artists have donated. And
all that money raised goes to help you guys and your cause.
No one gets paid for this. Yeah. Our storage space, everything is donated. We try to keep our costs the absolute minimum so that all the money goes to these little guys.
Jedi's a talkative one. You want a mic, buddy?
I think he's got one of your cords, too. I keep seeing something move.
What's up, buddy?
He's just chilling out over
he's chilling.
Under you. So.
Kitty? Well, very good. So, and I'm sure all that info is on your Facebook page if anybody needs that. And if anybody missed anything, of course, WIRX.com. You can go to our Facebook page. We have the Facebook Live where you can see Jedi and also find out more. Hi, Jedi.
Hey,
what's up, buddy? Are you over there exploring? Well, that's awesome and a great way for people to help out. Even if they don't adopt a pet, they can still help out. That's the nice part.
Yeah, and we survive on support. For the community, our normal adoption fee is $50 for seniors or veterans and $85 for, full healthy cat or normal fee. But we normally spend like at least $250 on a healthy animal coming in. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's why we're always begging for money.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's much deserved. So help out. get an animal, George, just, you know, come and support and donate your money and your time and everything. And again, find them on Facebook. Find this on our Facebook, the Facebook Live, also podcasted. Well, Becky, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Jedi, we'll see you later, buddy.
Chicken.
It's the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption. Freak yeah. We'll be back.